Medibank is celebrating all of the weird and wonderful ways Australians live better. Search Medibank Live Better to find out more.
It's the Husey and Ed catch up.
Yeah, here we go. Another day, another dollar, as they say. It is Husey and Ed hanging out with you this afternoon.
Absolutely pumped up. Big show way.
A lot happening today.
Erin Molan is coming on.
Yes,
can't wait to speak to Erin, see what she's up to.
Si,
NRL
senor.
Finals, AFL finals, a lot of footy to talk.
There's a lot going on.
She's got a clothing range.
Yes.
Get to the bottom of that. But first off, we've got to check in with the leader of the free world, I believe.
For a few more months?
Yeah, well, you know, maybe not if he keeps coming up with stirring speeches like he gave today at a rally. He's been...
Florida?
He's been told he's COVID negative now, so he's out and about, yeah, in Florida. He's
Tampa?
He's amongst the crowd, possibly Tampa anyway. He's amongst the crowd, big rally, and this is what he had to say to them.
I went through it. Now they say I'm immune. I feel so powerful. I'll walk into that audience. I'll walk in there. I'll kiss everyone in that audience.
Hang on.
I'll kiss the guys and the beautiful women and everybody. I'll just give you a big fat kiss.
Who wouldn't vote for that?
I'd give you a big fat kiss.
Big fat one from Donald.
That's good material. Getting good laughs. Getting good reaction.
He's a real character, fair to say.
Biden couldn't walk into a crowd.
You wouldn't think.
Nah. Couldn't get down the stairs.
He's
back
a few
up
years.
Again.
I mean, they're both elderly.
I know, but Biden seems more elderly.
Well, yeah, he's not.
Do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I do think that. But he probably will be the leader of the free world in early November.
November 22nd?
No, it's earlier than that. It's the first Tuesday in November.
Oh, is it? Okay.
I reckon they have the vote.
Isn't that the Melbourne Cup?
It is the Melbourne Cup. Is it the same day as the Melbourne Cup every 4 years?
I don't.
Is it the first Tuesday in November? I believe it is.
Or is it November
22nd? Is it the
22nd?
Second Tuesday? Or is that Father's Day? No, that's in September, isn't it? I think Father's Day.
The first Tuesday.
It's the first Tuesday. There you go. Melbourne Cup Day.
Bit of fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
Get a bet on.
Will do. Will I? Yeah. What are the odds? Can we get the odds on who's going to win? What a sports... Oh, no, I won't name anyone in particular. I'm not naming anyone in particular. Not here. I'm not being spruken unless... You know,
look, mate, Biden would be like $1.70 or something. But we can't say what's good and bad value because that'd be promoting gambling, which we do not do because you say gamble responsibly,
if
at all.
We
can't say what's value. No, we're not allowed to say what's value.
What?
Not really does.
We're not allowed to.
You
read the latest
But we can do.
We can say what we did, but we can't say because that's great value.
Is that right?
No, not allowed to.
Did I miss a meeting?
Probably a few, I reckon.
Did you get, what is it, Sash? What are the odds?
Oh, looking on one of the sites, Donald Trump, $2.80, Biden, $1.46.
So
I can't say that.
No.
I won on Trump on his first one. I put
can
a
he
little
say
cheeky
that?
One on.
Can he say
that? That he can, because that's historical.
Right. What odds did you get?
$3. I think it was about two something.
Yeah, right.
And then the impeachment as well. I put a bit on
you
that.
You won on that as well.
Are you on this?
Well. No.
Well, get on.
$1.40. I can't say that's good odds.
No, I'm not going to say it, mate. You can't say anything of the sort.
When we come back, a wag has gone on Instagram and her story has blown up.
Big style.
Are you with her or against her? You decide for yourself when we come back.
It's the Husey and Ed catch-up.
It's Husey and Ed hanging out with you this afternoon, or how long is Husey going to be around is the question, apparently.
I'm going to be around for ages, mate. Whatever, we've got producers out there who are over cautious on, you know what, Sasha, you think I might be about to have a stroke, don't you?
No, why?
Well, no, I was in a studio and he was coming through the door and then he sort of put his hand out and then stumbled like he was,
I was
all dizzy or something.
He's got audio studio.
Well, I've got what? What do you think I've got?
You've got big boots on and you've laces are undone.
Yeah, but it wasn't even that.
That's what it is because I've seen you trip. I almost tripped today.
That is dangerous and I should do them up. But it wasn't that. It was the fact that I thought there would be a door, like a glass door that I'd have to push through. And so I went to put my hand out to push through the glass door, but it was propped open.
Tim's got it open.
So what's the point of having a door in a sound studio?
Well, because the poor guy sits in a soundproof, airless room all day if that's the case.
Yeah,
if the door's closed.
All right, well, that was the issue, Sash. I thought there was a door there.
Is it your chemist?
Push the
glasses?
Door open.
No door.
I do wear these chemist glasses. They can't be long term. Actually, my other glasses are here.
Yeah, someone found them. Your tortoise shells.
Yeah, I might get them
push
at some point.
Just open the door.
Now.
Open the door right now.
Let's get back to what's going on. Wags, and are they, you know, are
look,
they
normally,
out of line or not?
Look, I'll be honest.
Yep. Be honest. I want you to. We need your honesty.
Normally, as soon as I see wag spray thing, immediately I'm against him.
You're anti-wag.
Well, yeah.
Tanisha Crook is the partner of charismatic Richmond.
That's not how you say Tanisha. The name Tanisha must always be said Tanisha.
All right. Well, I mean, you can
Tanisha.
You can lay a bigotry on the way you say
Tanisha.
The word if you want to.
Tanisha.
I just say Tanisha, mate. I'm not here to
Tanisha.
Not here to judge people because of their names. Tanisha Crook, she is a partner of Charismatic Tiger, Richmond Tiger
who
in
added,
the AFL.
Who added Charismatic?
Jack Higgins.
Who added Charismatic?
Nah, he's a real character, this Jack Higgins. He's a character. He had an issue. He had a brain issue, which he's recovered from. So
well, that makes him doesn't make him charismatic.
Well, he was charismatic
before.
He was charismatic before
he
and after.
He can be inspirational, but
well,
it doesn't make him charismatic.
He is. I'm going to vouch for that. He's okay. Charismatic. Anyway, so he's in the hub. They're all in the hub because they're at the Gold Coast and all the AFL had to hub at the Gold Coast.
Yeah, all 500
or
of
somewhere
them.
In Queensland.
All 500 of them.
Yeah. Just,
that's why I'm against this straight away because they're up in their hub and if anyone even mildly complains about their situation when they are on a free trip, a free holiday to an AFL hub, you better be ready for some hate.
No, Tanisha's there to look after.
Tanisha!
She's there to look after a bloke.
Tanisha!
The charismatic Jack Higgins, who plays for Richmond, who are still in the finals.
I know that.
They've got a prelim final to play this week against Port Adelaide in Adelaide. So they're in the hub. They're trying to get some sleep on a Monday night. Got a big training session the next day. But the Western
Bulldogs. Tanisha doesn't.
The Western. Yeah, but she's next to a man.
Tanisha.
The Western Bulldogs, they got knocked out of the finals on the weekend. So they're not. They've got no more footy to play. They had their best and virtual best and fairest night. Little Caleb Daniel won it. He's only like 5 foot.
Oh, the guy in the headgear.
5 foot six.
The guy in the headgear? I love the guy in the headgear.
Smallest player in the league.
Oh, that got him extra votes.
No, he deserves, gets a lot of head high tackles.
Oh,
so
good.
It's hard to tackle
him. That's good.
Because he's so
Alfie
short.
Alfie Langer style.
So they just go straight. Yeah, no. Often they go right off the top of him. And
Alan
Langer
style.
Completely.
Like a cartoon.
Anyway. Fact is, he won the best and fairest.
Fair
but
play too.
Him and his teammates, or I don't know if he was there, but his teammates are partying in a room next to Tanisha. She gets on her Instagram live and goes with this. This is her as they're partying.
And I saw the security guard. I said, hey, can you hear that music? It's really loud. He said, yeah, we just told them off. Little losers have turned it up louder. Oh. And these idiots, just because they've gotten knocked out, are shredding it like a Western Suburbs nightclub.
Oh, no.
How selfish can you be? Just literally go on your flight back to Footscray where the f*** you live.
Oh, Tanisha. There it
She's
is.
She's gone off the long
There's
run.
Tanisha.
That's good fun.
Did she play in a final?
Mate, her man who
What
isn't...
position did Tanisha play in this final that kept her
Mate,
in the Gold Coast?
You know what?
Oh,
well, you think support crew aren't worthy. So if you
Short
win,
answer, yes.
So if you win an Academy Award or some other
this
award,
guy.
Or radio award or something, I don't know what you'd
Not
win.
Likely. This
but if you did, you wouldn't thank your wife.
Because I'm not up there.
Interesting. Interesting. No, you are. So, but you know what I'm saying? Is I'm on her side.
Of course you are.
Every party has a booth, but that's if he invited
I'm
you.
I'm on her side.
Really, you think
it's
people,
a Monday night.
You think people from
it's a Monday
that,
night.
Do you think people from that part of Melbourne are
no,
scum,
no.
do you?
Mate, I'm...
go on record.
Mate, I grew up in a...
Go on record.
I grew up in a housing commission house.
Hey, True Blue.
My parents, you know how much they paid for our house in the late 60s?
Too much.
$9,000.
Sweet deal.
You know when they paid it off?
Here we go. A
couple of years ago.
Oh, that's a hot story. So, well, why didn't you help them? You could have helped them years ago.
Yeah,
you could have paid cash for them in the early 90s.
Don't you Western Suburbs me, mate, because I got you covered, even though I know that you never met your father.
Thank you.
So, you've got a good one there.
Should do an Insta live about that. That's a good one, isn't it?
That's a good one.
It's always my
one.
Best one.
Mate, you should be on Undo.
Some of us have never met our dads.
Why aren't you on Brush with Fame? Undo could get you going. Absolutely, Arn.
Hey, Ed, I understand that you never met your father.
That's right, Arn. I saw a photo of him in the paper.
Yeah,
not
exactly.
Bad.
You had a secret family? Where?
Vietnam. Link it back.
Mate, that's half an hour covered.
Boom.
He slaps up the painting and off we go.
Anyway.
No, his paintings aren't great, by the way. I've got mine at home.
You too. So. Now, you're a party pooper.
I'm not,
you're known
no,
as a
I'm
party
a realist,
pooper.
Man.
We'll play when we come back.
Yeah.
I'm going to play some evidence the nation needs to hear why Dave Hughes is the worst party pooper the world's ever known.
Whose side are you on? I want to know if people are on the WAG side because it's Monday night and people shouldn't be partying on a Monday night.
Are you on the side of you're getting a free holiday, you've never done nothing, and how dare you tell people not to celebrate their season when they tried their hardest?
We need people to get involved here. We've got a prize for everyone who gets involved.
13, 10, 60.
Whose side are you on?
13, 10, 60.
Maybe you've met a party pooper in your life.
Yeah, all right. Maybe you've met a party pooper. Maybe you are a party pooper. I want to put a poll out here, though. I want to find public opinion. Yep. So you're on her side, or you're on the side of everyone else who's having a crack at her.
Hughesy and Ed.
An AFL wag has had a whinge.
Oh, mate, well within her rights, I believe.
Give me a break.
Wag's stunning spray at parting Bulldog stars. That's what the headline is.
She's a party pooper. The Bulldogs, they lost, they did their best, they're in the bubble, it's a party, they're trying to have a party, but she's gone live on Insta.
Her boyfriend's playing in the team that's still playing.
Is he in that team, is he?
He's not in the team, but he's one of the first reserves.
Well, she's certainly not in the team.
Well, you know what? She's doing her best. She snuck on her Instagram live late at night. This is Monday night. They're partying next door to her, and this is what she had to say.
And I saw the security guard. I said, hey, can you hear that music? It's really loud. He said, yeah, we just told them off. Little losers have turned it up louder. Oh, and these idiots, just because they've gotten knocked out, are treating it like a Western Suburbs nightclub. How selfish can you be? No. Just literally go on your flight back to Footscray where the f*** you live.
Every party has a pooper, that's for the invited you. Party pooper.
I'm on her side.
It's amazing from you. That's an amazing position to take.
I'm a working class boy and you know that.
Yeah, so why are you on the side of entitlement personified? Now you've got history though. I know why you're on her side, because you are a party pooper. Famous story with Langbrook, where you guys all, there were some mums and some family, and you all went away together to a beach house, and the mums stayed up because they wanted to have a party.
And the dads. It was the dads as well. Mums and dads.
They finally wanted to have a little bit of time away from the kids. They've been waiting for this, begging for this. So they're up having a nice time, and then this happened.
You're tired enough, you'll go to sleep. And then what happened, Vanessa?
Well, he came out and tapped his watch and said, come on, guys, I think it's time to go to sleep.
He tapped his watch.
I tapped my watch, mate. It was like 1 o'clock in the morning.
Go to sleep.
No, you go to sleep.
They're adults.
I couldn't go to sleep. They were talking too loudly. It was too much.
That is
too much. I'm on their side. I know. But you, on the other hand, are just anarchy reigns with you.
No. These people, they're in a bubble. You don't run the bubble. Tanisha, you don't run the bubble.
But you look, it's at any hotel.
No. If it's an AFL bubble, everything that goes with the AFL is inside that bubble.
But it's not a party. It's not a frat house,
yes,
mate.
Yes, it is. There's 400 people. Why is she there?
No, why is she there? It's a COVID-safe bubble.
Yeah, why is she there? Why is Tanisha there?
To support her charismatic...
Well, what
boyfriend?
So she's not doing anything to help the AFL. Why is she there? Play the Western Bulldogs players are released there for a reason. Look, who cares what we think? Let's get over there. Who we got?
Lauren, whose side are you on here?
Oh, I'm definitely on Ed's side. I just think she's trying to be relevant and she's probably just jealous she didn't get an invite.
Oh, you wouldn't want Tanisha there, would you, Lauren?
She doesn't want to be partying next door with the Bulldogs when her man is, going to sleep, trying to, get ready to train, hopefully get into the Tigers side.
Sit on the bench or sit in the crowd in a polo shirt. Mate, you've got to be well rested for that.
He's played more AFL games than you have. Look at you.
Yeah, I've done a lot more radio than he have.
6 foot six, built like a bloody Tarzan, play like Jane. Oh. Not that Jane didn't play well. No, that's... Oh, no, dear. I actually apologise. We're cutting that out of
the... Hate Crime Hughes is here. Hate Crime Hughes is
No, that's a saying from another time.
Steph.
No, Steph, I apologise.
Steph, whose side are you on now?
I'm on Hughes's side.
Yeah, even after that Steph. Last comment?
No, that was poor.
Night, like, tone it down.
It's Mad Monday, Steph. It's Mad Monday.
Thank you, Steph. For getting us to move on there and being the voice of reason.
I shouldn't have let you off the hook. I thought
one all. We're going well here.
Michael.
G'day, guys.
Come on.
I'm on your side, Ed.
Thank you.
I mean, Tanisha obviously doesn't know what it's like to sacrifice and work hard for a year.
You don't know what she's done, mate. Michael, she's flown up to a hub to hang out with her BF. She could be, I don't know, hanging out in lockdown Melbourne, having a good time, but she's flown to the Queensland hanging out by the pool. That's a hard,
doing
man.
The hard yard.
She's done the hard yard.
She's done it. Well done, Michael. Absolutely. Here we go. Last one.
You want to go on?
Deciding vote.
Yeah, let's do
Vanessa.
This.
Hey, sorry, Ed, I'm going with you, you guys.
What's wrong with you? Why?
Because, look, it's a Monday night, you know, look.
It's mad,
you know,
Monday.
You might be working the next day.
Tanisha does not work. I can guarantee you, Tanisha.
She would be influencing all day.
Hey, Vanessa.
She would have got up at 11 a.m. ready to influence. It's a hung jury.
It's the Husey and Ed catch-up. Back for more after this. It's Husey and Ed.
Big thank you to all our jurors who just get involved. We're going to hook them up with some old El Paso kits.
Flying off the shelves.
Taco Tuesday, in fact. Now, although it was too all with the callers on to whether the wag was a party pooper going on our Instagram Live, having a crack at the footballers in the hotel room next to her, playing the music loud on a Monday night. What did the poll say, Tones and I? Where did we get at? What was the poll result?
It was 65% party.
Oh, that's pro-pa? Low too. No, pro party.
To keep partying.
So 35% of the people were responsible.
I know.
I think that's not too bad.
So, let's play some audio and see if people can guess what's being under the hammer, auction style.
Okay, $27,500,000. Fair warning, I am happy to sell this. James Hislop's bidder and sold. Thank you very much.
Is it a Picasso or a Monet or one of the other painters? Who else is it?
Give us one more painter, not Ando. Picasso, Monet.
Kendone.
Good joke, but no.
No, seriously. Was it Brett Whiteley?
Wasn't it Whiteley?
No, I'm done.
Let's stop guessing artists. It was a dinosaur fossil, an intact, the most complete T-Rex fossil in the world. Has sold for Australian, after all commissions and things, $44.25 million private bidder.
Yeah, well.
First things first, why on earth would you buy this?
Because why not? But
are you kidding?
Well, if you've got money, why not have that?
But how much money would you need? Let's just say it was you, right? You're a blockhouse guy. But how much money would you, Husey, need in order to think that I wouldn't mind spending 44 mil on a T-Rex? Honestly, how much would you
need? I'd want to be a billionaire. I'd want to be a tech billionaire.
Why tech?
Because that's the only people
what
who
about
make.
Cigarette or like.
Well, I don't think you can make billions of cigarettes anymore. No. Those days are gone.
Vaping.
Which is good.
So you want to be a tech billionaire?
Yeah.
What would you have invented?
Gambling billionaire.
No. Gambling?
No,
I'm
not.
Get off this
Come
show.
On, mate.
What? I'm not.
What's wrong with this guy
today? Fixated on it today.
What's happened to you? What are you turned into James Packer?
No, don't mention James.
Why?
Because he's in an inquiry, isn't he? There's an inquiry going on.
You don't.
What?
Don't pull the inquiry card with me. So, no, honestly, what app would you want to have invented? If you're a tech billionaire,
Snapchat. If I invented Snapchat, I marry Miranda Kerr and I buy myself a dinosaur. He did marry Miranda Kerr, didn't he? The Snapchat guy, I think. Why am I looking at Jack as if he would have any idea?
What? I know these things.
He did, didn't he?
Yes,
Snapchat
he did.
Guy yes. married Miranda.
What's his name then, if you two are so smart?
I don't know. You tell us.
I don't know.
What's the guy who...
David Snapchat.
No, Snapchat guy. He married Miranda Kerr.
Michael
Australia's
Snapchat.
Sweetheart.
Warren Snapchat.
Who was... She had a baby with Orlando Bloom, didn't she?
Well done.
He's gone on to marry Katy Perry and he's had a baby with her.
What are you saying? Who's next?
He's got a baby with Miranda Kerr and a baby with Katy Perry.
Yeah.
Wow.
Evan Spiegel.
Oh, Evan. That's it. Evan. I knew that.
Right.
What's he worth? Let me see what he's worth. What's Evan Spiegel worth?
Let's guess it. 2.1.
Oh, you're kidding, mate. He's owned Snapchat. He's
no one uses Snapchat
he's
anymore.
He's a 15
Grandpa.
Billion. 15
Only
billion
fossils
guy.
Are using Snapchat like he's you. 2.1. Have a guess.
People still use Snapchat.
Have a 15
guess. 15 billion.
Jack.
10.
4.9 billion.
Yeah, he's done it.
Well, you weren't that close. Closer than us.
Yeah, a lot closer.
Yeah, well, I thought he had me. I don't know if he's worthy of Miranda. Only 4.9
yeah,
billion.
Loser.
You can do better.
It's the Husey and Ed catch up.
Yeah, all thanks to our mates at Medibank. Live better with Medibank, gentlemen.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey,
right.
Ed, what have you heard of plogging?
Oh, yes, I do. It's when you run along and pick up rubbish.
You run along a beach, mate. You pick up rubbish as you run
along. Who does that?
I have done it.
I know you have.
And I'm going to do it again.
You're a good dude.
It's a full body workout because you get to bend down and pick stuff up. And you can do it with your kids.
That's right.
You know, that's all true. And your dog.
Did you know that even the worst dancing improves your fitness and flexibility? I'm living proof of that.
Your dancing's pretty good.
Thank you.
Mine, on the other hand.
No. I won't have this. Your dancing is good.
Thank you. I mean, you are swimming against the tide by saying that.
Yeah, well, I don't care.
Generally.
My opinions are my own.
My dancing was really
on the Masked Singer. Yeah, but that's from people who are too scared to do it themselves.
Yeah, and I'm enjoying bad dancing. So, you know what? Medibank, say great live work. Better.
Yeah, love it.
Good times.
Good on them.
Yeah. Gentlemen, when we come back, Erin Molan is going to be joining us for a chit-chat.
She's got issues with your face, which I like.
Yeah, well, I'm happy to hear about her issues with my face.
Mm. All right, well, we'll hear all about those straight after this. The Weeknd can't feel my face. Funnily enough.
I like not what you've done there. That.
Coincidental Wednesday.
Yeah, it's only on Tuesday.
Hughesy and Ed.
Now after six, Hughesy's got another eating regime he's going to try and sell to us all.
Yeah, no, it's a new one. I reckon this is the game changer.
This is you, mate. Already a vegan. There, you didn't think there was anything more he could do to restrict himself, but he's found something.
The term linner. It's the term linner.
I know what the term
is. I discussed it yesterday.
I told you what it was.
No, you didn't. You wanted to call it dunch.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Linner is the term. You know what I'm excited about? Friday is the start of the weekend of prelim finals in both the AFL and the NRL.
Si, senor.
You know who we need to talk to? The face of Friday night football in the NRL, Erin Molan. Welcome to the show.
Gentlemen, how are you?
Really good.
Well, we're excited. We are very, very excited.
Are you genuinely excited, though?
Oh, goodness, yeah.
I've pumped up.
Every game of both of Code's finals thus far, and I'm very excited for this weekend.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, though, the quality of football has been incredible. In rugby league alone, the first 20, say, rounds of the season, there's been this incredible divide between the bottom eight teams and the top eight teams. Yeah. So you've had some cracking matches, but then some kind of blowouts. Rubbish. But finals, top eight, it's just been every week. You feel like an idiot because you're saying, this is the game of the year so far. Yes. Then the next week you say
that's
the exact same thing.
Yeah, no,
absolutely. It's amazing.
Raiders versus Storm on Friday night. That's going to be big.
And this is so sad as he tries to pretend he's ever heard of the Raiders before.
Well, mate, this is my point about whether or not you're genuinely excited. Let me do a little test. Hughesy, listen. Are you ready?
Can I just say, before you give me the test, I was in Canberra last year on the Sunday night when the Raiders were playing against the Roosters. I was doing a gig at the Canberra Zoo.
A gig?
Yeah.
Then you'll know the answer to my next question. So who coaches the Canberra Raiders?
Ricky Stewart.
What's his nickname?
Mate!
I know Ricky.
Sticky.
Stewie.
Who's their superstar half?
Yeah. There's someone there. There's so many to name.
But I'm there. Dean Lance.
Well handled.
Yeah, absolutely. But I tell you what, Pappenhausen for the Storm.
He's a superstar. It'll be a tough game.
Is Munster getting up? Is Munster going to play?
Well, they're saying he's going to play. He was in a fair bit of doubt.
Munster.
But, well, look.
Jab him up and get him out.
That's very irresponsible of you. Jab him up. Where would you suggest they jab him up?
In the knee, where it's sore.
Yeah, where it hurts, mate. Exactly. Jab him right where it hurts. Old school.
I think he'll play. I think he's very tough. He'll play. Look, Canberra's beaten Melbourne 3 of the past 4 times they've played. So Canberra has a good record.
It's not going to
happen. They're the underdogs, and deservedly so. Melbourne are very good. But it'll be a great match. And we're on live in Melbourne as well.
It's going to be huge.
It's
going to be huge.
He's just dirty because he didn't get a zoo gig this year.
No, I tell you what. Penrith. Can Penrith put it all together?
Name one former Penrith player, not
a current
team.
I tell you what, I've done some great stand-up comedy gigs at the Penrith Panthers clubs.
It's a great club. It's massive. I'll give you a former one. Brad Fittler, the New South Wales Origin
Freddie
coach.
Fittler,
he's a former Penrith
superstar.
But look, they've been incredible. They've been the best team all year. They were the minor premiers, first silverware in 17 years. Pressure, though. And look, the first couple of weeks of the finals, their first match against the Roosters, it got to them a little bit.
Yeah.
This is huge pressure. As it goes forward and as they're 80 minutes away potentially from a grand final, they're a very young side. They're very inexperienced. Only 3 or 4 players that have played in a decider. That could get to them. We all know what pressure does to us, boys.
That's right.
You can
absolutely.
Buckle. You know what?
And also, I mean,
Rusty Crowe will be there, won't he?
Why?
Absolutely.
For the Rabbitohs,
mate. That was a try. I was just trying.
He'll be there.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, no, Penrith.
Anyway, how was that
the
gig
there
at the
Penrith Panthers?
Yeah, how was it?
It's huge.
Did you do any local material?
Yes, I did. And I had such a long wait for a taxi at the front afterwards. Honestly, it's a mad cab rank. And
when
you take ID as well.
When you're doing local Penrith gigs,
yeah.
Who do you go for? Like, who do you kind of, what's your dodgy Penrith suburb superstar. That you kind of go?
I know what you're saying there.
Yeah.
So,
who do you target?
Just talk up, you know, I mean, I target Parramatta.
They hate Parramatta.
That's why I target them.
Yeah, good target.
Exactly.
Well, strong target. God. Well, there we go.
That's all right.
Aaron, you did really well there. He almost got away with that. That was amazing. Well shepherded.
All right, Aaron, you're going
to
stick around with us for a bit.
No, I want to talk about my face.
Why you think there's something wrong with Husey's face and the secret cosmetic surgery that he's had. This is a great angle, which I'm excited about.
It's the Husey and Ed catch-up.
Still joined by Aaron Mullen. Don't forget, watch all your NRL footy finals on Channel 9.
Yeah. Friday, Saturday night. Yeah, Aaron, face of Friday night football. Correct. Also, Sunday football show between 11 and 1 p.m.
You're on fire.
Well done, mate.
I'm a fan.
I know that.
I am.
Well, you're implying that the rest of us aren't. We all are.
This is the time, mate. You've got to get your fill this weekend. Prelim final weekend's the best, isn't it, Aaron?
Oh, it's amazing. 80 minutes away, four teams to a potential grand final. It is awesome.
See?
And it's a good mix of teams as well. Unfortunately, no Broncos. Sorry, Ed. Yeah, no Queensland teams.
No,
but apart
it.
From that, it's a great mix.
No, I see what he's done there. Now,
came last.
I know that.
First time in their history.
First time ever. In their whole history, Wooden Spoon. First time ever.
This is so sad. Well, Jack, this is so sad.
He's so proud. Let him go. He's proud of himself.
All of a sudden, a couple of NRL experts.
Till you hit rock bottom.
I know, but no.
They can't go no lower.
Aaron, the Broncos are sad, but he's even sadder. This is the saddest attempt at being an NRL expert that I've ever seen.
Are you saying he's faking it for me?
No, I'm not faking it for you, Aaron. I'm invested.
Oh, for God.
Good, I am.
All right.
I'm looking for a Storm Penrith grand final.
No.
And then the Storm win by, a kick after the whistle.
Almost.
Quit while you're ahead.
How much are those kicks worth?
Terminology.
Just 1 point.
Really?
With a drop kick. That's a 1 point, isn't it, Aaron?
Was
it?
It is
one.
Correct. If you're converting a try, it's 2 points, but a field goal is one. Correct.
I miss JT. Who misses JT?
Shut up.
We all miss JT. Just that laugh. Infectious laugh.
I like JT.
Yeah, we all do.
Who else do you miss?
I miss Paul Gallen. I miss him.
I
know he's on the Sunday footy show with you. I know. He's a good guy.
He's a very good friend. Do you know, the other day he accidentally FaceTimed me, right? I was driving, and so I obviously didn't answer.
Yeah.
I thought the same thing. Ooh, like, what is he doing?
So
I got to work about half an hour later, FaceTimed him back, and he's sitting on the couch with his son, and he's kind of going, hey. And I'm like, hey, how are you? And then I'm like, hey, Cody, how are you? It was 10 minutes of the most awkward conversation. Then I kind of said, Gal, you called me. And he's like, I was going, what the hell are you calling me for on FaceTime? My missus is in the bedroom. He said it was a pocket dial. From now on, if anyone FaceTimes me, I'm going to say the first thing when I ring back is, you FaceTime me. Yeah. Did you mean it? Because it was a 10-minute awkward conversation.
Yeah, what's he thinking? He's going to be doing that. You know, as if she's going to be on first in that FaceTime conversation, mate. I watched Barry Hall beat him, Was it a draw?
Oh, stop it. We were there. As well.
We were both there. Absolutely.
It was not the right decision.
It was the right decision.
I'll stop it.
Are they going to have a rematch, those two? They thought about it.
Aaron? Gallen's ripped his bicep off.
Oh.
But he's not going to have surgery, so he's going to try and just fight through.
No.
So it'll be very tough if he does it. Yeah, it's not ideal. He felt it go pop. He was just in the gym just doing training.
Oh. Why not surgery? Just can't afford it?
Hey, do you know anything about Paul Gallen? I'll tell you another story about him. I was at Parliament House launching the rugby league season with the Prime Minister and the opposition leader about at the start of the year, so say February.
Yeah.
We walk out to pay for parking underneath Parliament House. I put it in, it's like $2. Someone else puts it in, I think Billy Slater, $2. Gal goes to put it in, presses the receipt button, it's $2. Receipt button doesn't work. Gal then presses the phone to call so he can claim
the $2.
$2. I promise, not even made up. Gal has more money than he knows what to do with, because he is, and he'll tell you this himself, the stingiest human being this side of Alabama.
He's still got his first $2, and that's why he's where he is.
Yeah.
And good on him, Times are tough.
Absolutely. Now, you want to have a crack
at my face? Just quickly. So everyone's having a look at Husey's face, obviously. You've seen it all on all over the socials. It's looking better now than it was. It was puffy, etc. But, Aaron, you've got a theory about his face, which I'm enjoying.
Well, I just wasn't sure if it was cosmetic, like if you were looking to improve aesthetically.
Yes.
And the only reason I say that is because I was actually getting a procedure done the other day when I saw the story online.
What were you having?
Well, see, I always start telling this and then I think, it's probably not appropriate for public consumption.
No,
but anyway, I get – so since having a baby, I sweat.
Yes.
So on Channel 9 when I'm under lights, under my arms, it's
only
unbelievable.
Since the baby.
If I'd gone to the gym or something. But my hormones, I don't know what it is, but I can't wear shirts.
Yes.
Or I can't lift my arms. So I went to
the
doctor because
a
girlfriend of mine and got Botox. You get about 100 needles under each arm. It's awful. But anyway – I can safely confirm it works. I was at Penrith the night after.
Sweltering.
Sitting there, it was boiling hot. It was about 50 degrees. I'm sitting there getting my hair and makeup done. Not an ounce of sweat under
Prince
my
Andrew
arm.
Style.
But there was a problem.
What?
It decided to exit elsewhere.
Oh, it's
the Botox.
No, the sweat.
Not the Botox.
You
want to
sneezing out Botox, you maniac.
No, it just, so where? Be careful if you
where
do
are
it.
You where?
Oh, I don't want to get technical.
Another detail. Area.
So I was sitting, and when I stood up, holy Mother Mary.
Bum. I'm going to say bum sweat.
Yep.
Yeah, like, I'm going to, can I lock me in for bum too?
We're both locking in for bum.
I think it might have just been because I just had gotten it done. I can't believe I'm saying this on air. But it worked a treat because my underarms are fine now. I just can't stand up when I'm on air.
Can you get bum Botox?
Yeah, of course you can.
Well, this is what my other friend suggested. I thought, I can't afford to just keep getting Botox wherever the sweat bloody moves to. I don't make that kind of money, gents.
Well, back to me though, it is not cosmetic. It is
called inguinal mebutate, and it is a peel, and we've almost reached the bottom layer.
Yeah.
His nose is flaked off, but it is clear sky from here,
well
Aaron.
Done.
But I
and
will
it's
look
good
better.
For you.
And I will look better as well, though. So I'm doing it medically,
absolutely.
But it's, yes, my wife's very keen for my skin not to be as it was. She wants
it actually looks clear from where I'm sitting
it's
now.
It's really
it actually
clear.
Looks...
I've had permanent scabs on my cheeks and they're gone.
Beautiful.
So,
that's amazing.
Really beautiful.
I wouldn't go that
beautiful
far.
Beautiful.
Don't forget, check out Aaron, Channel 9, Finals
scabs.
Footy.
Let's do it.
Aaron, thanks for having us.
Love your work, guys. Bye. Thanks for having me.
It's the Husie and Ed Catcher. Back for more after this. Husie and Ed.
It is. Here we go. A lot of fun to be had this hour, that's for sure.
Now, on the rundown, it says after 6:30, there's a mystery guest.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
A mystery guest.
Can't wait for that.
Is this a stitcher?
No. Hey. No.
Am I going to be...
happy.
Am I happy or is it going to make me... am I going to be confronted?
Depends what you're into.
I'm into good times.
Great.
And making other people feel great.
Great. You'll be sweet.
Well, good then.
Why do you think it's for you? How do you know it's not for Jack?
Because he knows who it is.
Yeah, fair.
I'm the only one who doesn't know.
Yeah, it's for you.
So it has to be for me.
It's for you, all right?
You wish.
Go on about it.
If you've organised your own mystery guest.
I'd love that.
Now, your text trauma's coming up. Yeah. That's great.
Real life breakup played out on air.
I love text trauma.
I love text trauma, and you can get involved. And in a moment,
Gabrielle and Freddie.
But it's a fake name, so there's no point saying that.
I know, I just still like saying it. I think we've done well with Gabrielle and Freddie. Freddie's a pretty cool name
these days. Freddie. I like the name Freddie.
Freddie Flintoff. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Freddie Flintstone. That's why Freddie Flintoff is called Freddie Flintoff. Just work that out. Because his actual name's Andrew Flintoff, the former English cricketer.
How do you not know that?
Why who broke Freddie? Australia's heart in 2005.
Oh, that was the worst.
Mm.
Did Kasparovic glove it?
Don't know. Can't remember that. Just know that
well,
Freddie
that was the
got
ball. It was drank. Kasparovic.
Freddie drank a lot after that, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
You could see just photos of him just blitzed.
Too much. Not responsible drinking.
On the main streets of London, hammered. He was?
Irresponsible.
I think he recovered from that, to be honest. But it does a great job on Ninja Warrior.
Well done.
Doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
On the sideline there before COVID sent him home, sent him packing it, dude. Shane Crawford took over.
Crawford did a great job.
Yeah, no.
Stepped into the breach.
Really
don't take a holiday. No.
Where will I get him back? Big question.
No,
since Crawford's cheaper.
I wouldn't have thought
he's
so.
He's a cab voucher away,
Les,
mate.
Les, he's on the books. You just tell
him
drive
himself.
That's what I'm saying. You just say, Crawford, be here. Like, no worries.
Oh, no. And Freddie
on the books.
Freddie had won business class from London.
More than that. He'd won all expenses.
He's stick with the guy who's just going to drive himself to the gig.
Of course. Bring his own wardrobe. Bring his own mic.
Just have to get out of the house.
No, straight away. Croft.
Get me out of the house.
Croft. Yeah.
He's got five kids.
Yeah, he's desperate.
Five, I think, or four or five.
That is
lose
a
count,
lot
I imagine. Kids. After four, I think he's got four boys, or maybe he's got five.
Five boys?
Olivia's his wife. Yeah, anyway, let's move on with the show.
Tell you what, mate, coming up next, just when you thought, guys, we know he's a vegan. Just when you thought his eating couldn't get any more restricted, he's found a way.
No.
What are you going to hear next?
I'm inspired, mate, by Medibank. And I want to live better. And I found a way. I discovered it yesterday, and this is a game changer.
We'll see.
Everyone can get on board.
See what people think.
You're listening to Husie and Ed.
Now, food-wise, this happens every little while.
I think I've had a game changer.
Well, the game changer was you watched the documentary, yeah, became a vegan. What's happened?
I'm not off it.
Yeah, he's back, baby.
No, I'm not off it. I'm just not. I'm not.
Stake him up.
No, I don't stake him.
Nice and rare.
No, I'm not off it. I'm
not
off it.
Mooing.
No, I just don't want to. People get antsy. They don't want to hear about that stuff. I mean, my personal choices are my choices. But I'm still a vegan at the moment. I don't want the vegans coming at me either because they can get angry too.
They've been feisting the vegans.
Yeah, everyone's angry. Yeah. It's not just stop being angry, I reckon, including myself.
Live and let live.
Get off Twitter. I'm off Twitter. Well, I know because you guys say
Tones,
that I'm on
can
it too
you
much.
Count his no. tweets from today? Tones,
there's not many today. And mate, just replies.
On my notifications on Twitter, it's just
Well, you shouldn't get my replies. That's a personal conversation between me and someone I don't know.
In public.
I know, but I'm just, you know, being a nice guy, just rebutting some arguments. And just can't people argue? Can't I put an opinion out on Twitter without people going, we're never, you know, watching or listening to you again?
Can you stop losing us listeners? How many listeners are you losing us
a day? I'm
getting
some as well. Other people going, I've always hated you, but now I'm on board. So,
How many people said that?
No, people have said that.
Oh, well, I like that too. As you were.
Now, this
Talking
one, though,
meals, you said this yesterday.
People need to know I had Linna, which is a combination of lunch and dinner. I rang my wife and said, I've had Linna. She said, what are you talking about? I said, I had Linna. Stand down. And I just told her again, you saw me leave the studio. I just said, we're talking about Linna. I've got to drink her again. I said, I've had Linna. That's 2 days in a row I've had Linna. So, which is, if you don't know
it's
what that is.
A line of Linnas. What is it?
It's a combination of lunch and dinner.
Yep. You have it at about 4 o'clock and it's your lunch. Did you
quarter
eat
past four? Today.
Did you eat after you left the studio yesterday?
No.
Nothing? No. Nothing past your lips?
Nothing.
Nil by mouth?
Absolutely nil. Didn't even have any water, I don't think so.
Good. Yep. And you
I am hydrating a lot though. I do. I'm a big advocate for water.
Now what happened today that made you love Linna?
Well, I got in the scales this morning. Boom, boom, boom. Who's lost a big kg? The old keg.
This guy.
Lost one keg.
This guy's lost a keg.
Went from 84.9 to 80.
Jesus, man.
What's going on? 84.9.
You're all right.
Through to
this Lin is really affecting your brain function.
7. So 1.2.
1.2. And had a movement?
No, it's never an issue there.
No, that's what I'm saying. After the movement, you could be down another 400 grams.
Oh, could be. Yeah, right. So this is what I'm saying. That was before anything. Yeah. So, maybe there was more.
It could be in the 50s.
No, I'm just saying that I think that 2 meals a day might be the go. Why do we always have three meals?
Yes, it is. That is a construct. I'll accept that. That is a construct of post-medieval. I can't remember. But anyway, young man, I want to know. I want to talk to people who are having 1 or 2 meals a day. If you eat less than 3 meals a day.
Who's on the two-meal train?
I used to know a bodybuilder that eat 1 meal a day, 3,000 calories.
Would he feed his pet and then he'd feed himself?
He was crazy.
You know? Jack only feed you feed your dogs once a day, don't you?
That's all they need to eat.
And it's a weird time. What time you feed them?
Well, before I leave for work.
But what time?
Midday.
It's strange.
That's
why is it strange?
Weird.
It's weird to feed your dogs at midday.
What? One meal at midday.
It's mess them up.
I do it before
mate.
I leave work.
Can't feed your dogs at
why
midday.
Why not? They don't know. They're just happy to eat.
I don't think they're happy.
I don't like it.
They're very happy. They're healthy, fit animals.
No, I feed our cats and our dogs twice a day. Now. Feeding myself twice a day.
All right. You're in line with your pets. You're synced up. Your cycles are synced up. 13, 10, 60. Who eats less than 3 meals a day? He's done 5.
I want less than 3 or more than 5 meals.
Oh, don't. What are you doing?
No, I want
Stop
people.
The song. Stop.
Less than 3 or more than 5. Is anyone with a 6 meal a day guy or a 2 meal a day?
All right. Yep. So below. So
below 3 or above 5 or maybe above 4.
Nah, let's get lit.
So above five or below 3.
All right, 13, 10, 60. Are you eating below 3 meals a day or above 5 meals a day?
Easy to get involved with.
13, 10, 60.
People can count.
It's the Husey and Ed catch up.
13, 10, 60. We're talking meals. Husey's only eating 2 a day. He's having breakfast and Linna.
Well, yeah. So you have your breakfast at, I'm having my breakfast after I drop the kids at school. And can I just shout out to my children today who did something that made me as happy as anything's ever made me in, I'd say, my entire life.
Go on.
Doing breakfast radio, the rounds, you know, this morning. You do them on a Monday, on a Tuesday, talking to all the breakfast shows. and finished that about 8:30 and went out to have to, you know, quickly do the kids' lunches because my wife's a teacher and she left earlier. And they'd done their own lunches.
Oh, let's talk about that tomorrow.
And packed them.
No, hang on.
That's unbelievable.
Put a pin in it. We'll talk about it tomorrow. Huge moment.
Big moment. My wife said, what was in there? I said, I don't care.
Who cares?
They did it.
The biggest asbestos sandwiches. Who cares? So, tons of calls. Let's get into it. Less than three meals or over five.
Yeah.
Right, here we go.
Where are we going to start?
We're going to go with Rebecca. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, boys. How are you going?
Yeah, great. How many meals a day?
One.
Whoa.
That's incredible. What time are you having it?
Usually around 3 o'clock in the morning because I work midnight. So.
Night shift, Rebecca.
Is it a service station microwave pie or what are you having at that time?
No. I might have a salad sandwich or if I cook a roast for my daughter, I'll have a roast lamb sandwich or chicken sandwich or, just something. I don't usually get through the whole lot. But
is this part of a weight loss journey, Rebecca?
Yes. 4 years ago, I had stomach cleansing done. So,
can you give us some numbers on what you used to weigh and what you weigh now? Is that okay to give us that?
Yeah. I used to weigh around 112 kilos.
Yep.
And then I got down to 56, but I've put on a little bit since I've gone to my new job in warehousing and I'm 66
now. You still lost a ton. Lost a lot there, Beck. Well done. Now, the key for that, isn't it, when you have the stomach reduction surgery, the key thing is there, Beck, isn't it, that you don't eat your way back through it?
Exactly, yes.
Thank you.
Well, you're not going to do that if you're having one salad sandwich
a
day.
But sometimes people lose the weight and go, sweet deal, and they go mad food and they eat through it.
She's just blown me out of the water, hasn't she, with her one meal a day with just being a salad sandwich.
Well, the 3 a.m. thing got me too.
Yeah. I mean, you know, check with your doctor if you think you're doing anything radical.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just...
We're not advocating one juice a day.
Tones and with an I... one of our producers, Tones, what didn't you even realise before this conversation started?
Oh, that I only usually eat 2 meals a day. I mean, they're not great meals, but they're still 2 meals.
What are you going? Which meals?
Kind of like a Linner situation and then, kind of like a late-ish breakfast.
It's a brunch Linner.
That's a crazy combo. No one, brunch Linner is a, that's
yeah, but she's eating in a window.
Yeah, I know.
She's doing the old 8-hour window, aren't you? What time's your first meal?
Probably like 10.
And you,
shut up, Siri.
Why does she want to check my voicemail on Apple Watch? I didn't even ask for Siri to check my voicemail.
Brunch is at 10, and then what time's Linner?
Kind of like, 2-ish, 3.
God, she's crazy.
An odd window.
6-hour window. People are doing some random stuff. Here you go.
I'm loving this.
Yeah, all right. Who you got there? Paige. Yep, Paige, what's your go?
I have lunch and Linner.
Yeah, she's a lunch Linner girl.
this is fresh, Paige. What time's lunch?
Lunch is 12 and I have Linner, a bit of a late Linner, about 4-ish.
Right.
Once again, that's in that window. Why don't you spread out lunch and then 6 o'clock?
At least brunch.
Yeah, why don't I go 10-6?
Because I'm intermittent fasting. I eat between 12 and 8, so I have a snack about 6 or 7.
Oh, that's Come on, Paige.
Don't be as BS.
It's working.
How's it going?
In 11 days, I've lost 2.2 kilos.
Wow.
Yeah.
I lost 1.2 in 24 hours, but it's not a competition.
Oh, my God.
Jesus. Easy, then.
It's the Husey and Ed Catch-Up. Back for more after this. It's Husey and Ed.
We're about to do Textrum, all thanks to the iconic. Discover the iconic, your destination for the biggest fashion, sportswear and wellness brands, all in one place, delivered to you.
This is relationship number 456. We're going to have to make an emergency landing.
Crash investigator Hughes, we have reports of a relationship crashing and burning off the coast of Tinder.
My God, not another one. Did we recover the black box?
We sure did.
Well, stop wasting time. Get that thing open and let's see what went wrong.
So, Gabrielle matched with Freddie on Tinder. Not their real names, but they met for a first date. He was really full on. And she was unsure about a second date, but wanted to be polite.
Now, this afternoon, I shall be playing Freddie,
And you're going to be playing Gabrielle. Now, what do we know about Gabrielle's photograph?
Well, I've met her. I imagine she's been to a gig of mine.
That looks like it's at a venue which I know that you do comedy at. So I believe she's seen you after a gig. So this is pretty feisty.
Well, I hope I do her justice playing her.
I must tell you that I expected a nice smile, but actually it exceeded my expectations. It is so pretty. And I like the rest of you.
Oh, thanks. Well, I thought you were certainly cute and interesting.
We are definitely on the right way to a quick marriage. Come on. Have a laugh.
I am laughing.
Ah, good. By the way, I'm teasing you. Don't get offended. Just tell me if I am crossing the line sometimes.
Yeah, I know. I didn't think we were right for each other anyway, so there can't be a wedding.
That means no more dates. You are confusing me.
Sorry, don't mean to confuse you. I definitely felt attracted to you, but I also know you are not right for me.
LOL, how could you come up with that so quickly?
I just know. I think we are very different. Not sure if we should have any more dates.
Okay. Well, at least you haven't cut me off completely.
Sorry if I'm being too honest. I hate to pretend, so just told you what was in my mind.
Hey, don't want to annoy you, but after these 7 days, are you less unsure? Big smiley emoji.
Hi, Freddy. I am quite sure I don't see my future with you. I am sorry. All the best.
Okay. I just find it very weird that you say you are attracted to me and I'm interesting, but you don't want to get to know the real me.
You would have seen how caring, sensitive and mature I am. On the first date, I prefer to be funny. Probably too much. How could you know we weren't right for each other? You said, quote, we'll do another dinner soon.
I just wish that you haven't been affected by my accent or wedding jokes.
I would rather be in the country than sharing the only life I got with a woman that I don't love. This doesn't happen very often. Peace and love to you. Peace sign emoji.
Hey, I am sorry if I've upset or offended you. It's a specific feeling you get when you meet someone and you want to get to know them more. Yes, physically I find you attractive, but that's not everything to me. I didn't feel our personalities were a match. Oh. It has nothing to do with your accents. Yep. Or your jokes.
Yeah.
Anyways, I hope you can understand. Bye.
Oh, and scene. Oh, I feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, well, you tried to be nice, didn't you, Gabrielle?
Hi. Yes, I did.
What is?
And it was nothing to do with his accent, so.
But why would he say that? Like, what? That was a weird thing for him to bring
when you
up.
Say accents, was he doing accents, like doing comedy characters, or was he from somewhere else?
He was Italian and he had a very strong Italian accent.
Yeah, right. Yep.
But that actually worked in his favour.
Of course
so that
it did.
Wasn't the
yeah,
problem.
I wouldn't have thought that'd be an issue.
Absolutely.
Now tell us about the time you met Husey.
That was at a comedy festival, was it?
Yes. I have actually been to your comedy festival shows 3 or 4 years in a row.
Oh, that's good stuff, beautiful. Gabrielle.
And I keep coming back.
I try and do a photo every year. So.
Ah,
well, there you go. Well, that is wonderful. Person. And are you now in a relationship, Gabrielle?
No, I'm not. I've been in a relationship since, but I'm single at the moment.
Well, look, I'm sure your man
You've obviously got a good sense of humour, Gabrielle, so it's coming your way.
You've also got $500 to spend at the Iconic.
Hey. Well done.
Oh, awesome, guys. Thank you.
You're good welcome. You. Discover the Iconic, your destination for the biggest fashion, sportswear and wellness brands, all in the one place, delivered to you.
What? Husey and Ed.
That it is, and we got a fun little game coming up next.
Big mystery guest.
Mystery guest.
See.
And I've got to work out who it is.
See.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm confident.
Are you?
I'm going to get it done, man.
Been a bit vague today.
No, I don't think I've been that vague. I've been all
five
over.
5 tweets and 2 retweets today you've done and replies. Distracted.
Yeah, no, but not during the show. I haven't.
You have been checking.
No, one during the meeting.
Yeah, and you've been checking it since.
Yeah, not much. Yeah, no, I'm been pretty good, but I'm going to get better. I'll tell you.
What joy does Twitter give you?
Oh, I just like, you know, getting my points across.
wish your phone, you know what? Radio show.
Thanks to Medibank, I'm going to live better with Medibank. Yeah, you know what? You know what I'm doing? I'm meditating twice a day. That's thanks to Medibank. I've decided I'm going to do it. 20 minutes in the morning, 20 minutes in the evening.
With your son?
Son in the evening. We'll do 8 minutes together and I'll do an extra 12 on my own. So,
does your mind go quiet or do you just think of tweets?
Your mind generally quietens as you sit there. That's so perfect, it just it eventually settles. But what's this mystery guest? Who is it?
It's for you. You're going to love this.
I feel I've got this. I reckon I've got it, guys. Mm-hmm. Confident.
Dancing his way into it.
It's the Husey and Ed catch-up.
Husey and Ed hanging out with you this afternoon.
Where's our guest?
Okay. Guest?
Who is it? Who could it be? Who is it?
This is a good one. It's a good mystery.
Who could it be?
Mystery guest for you, my man.
Yeah, I'm confident.
Let's go straight to it. Actually, let's just go straight to saying hello. Let's just go straight to saying hello. Say hello, mystery guest.
Hello, how are you doing?
Yeah, going really well. Here's Husey.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Husey, how are you?
I'm good, man. I think I know. Do you want me to tell you now or not?
Yep.
You want me to tell you?
Yeah,
I
do.
I'm going to go, I know who this is.
Go on.
You want me to tell you?
Yeah, go on.
Do you want to know, mystery guest?
Yeah.
Fletcher Pylon.
Oh, he's done it.
He's done it. Fletcher Pylon. Winner of AGT 2016.
That's right, mate. That's right.
See, too good.
Too good.
Mate, Fletcher,
Nothing gets past you.
Nothing gets past me. I had an epiphany in the bathroom just then.
Oh.
I'm standing at the urinal.
Yep.
And I just thought of Fletcher.
Here we go, Fletcher.
I thought of Fletcher. This is going to be the pylon man. Yes, my buddy. My main man.
Now,
thanks for having me on the Savo.
Oh, look, it's our pleasure, mate. It's our pleasure. Now, last time,
blues, look, it didn't mate, go. It's all about the blues.
Are you all about the blues, Fletcher?
Yes, I learned to play guitar when I started getting interested in guitar. My guitar teacher taught me a Muddy Waters song called Hoochie Coochie Man, written by Willie Dixon, and since then I've blues has been kind of, you know, I don't necessarily play blues, but it's at the core of like what I love in music,
soul,
and it comes through in my other
it's
music.
His soul.
Exactly.
Now, the last time we attempted to get him to remember you, Fletcher, this is what happened.
This is, Dad, don't go in. I will never, ever disrespect a great young artist called Fletcher Pylon by forgetting his name ever again.
What did he do?
He won the series of Australia's Got Talent I hosted.
What year was that?
I believe it was 2016.
Who came second?
I don't know who came second or third right now. But they also very talented.
Fletcher, yeah,
it was a talented list.
Who came second and third your year, Fletch?
Well, to be honest, they didn't actually announce. They didn't do a countdown. They just said there was a group of five of us on stage, and then Husey yourself said that I won, so we didn't know who was.
Yeah. Who were the other second. Four?
Was there magicians? Were the magicians in there?
Yeah. Oh God, don't do this to me. There was.
What was their name? Fletch.
No, one of them did one of my kids' parties. Actually, one of those magicians.
Oh, they're the ones you brought in for your coincidence as well.
Yeah, they brought them coincidence. Yeah, right. One of them did
so
the.
They've
kids,
been on the radio three times.
No, they did one of my kids' parties, and then that night I was at dinner on my own, which is weird. But and his mate was next to me with his girlfriend. It was weird. It was quite coincidental.
Oh,
that
well,
one.
Let's get their names.
Yeah. Right.
What were their names?
Was there a dance crew?
There was King Social and there was
King
the
Social.
Doll.
Hang on, what did King Social do?
No, they were a band, weren't they?
There was a couple of bands that I'm.
No, that was King Social.
King Social was a band,
Fletcher.
Social was a band, wasn't it, Fletcher? King Social, they were a band.
Yeah, there was a couple of bands. Yeah.
Yeah, but they were one
you
of them.
Keep saying it, but was King Soul a band? Yes or no?
King Social was a band from Queensland.
Okay, so we've got King Social.
Yeah.
Right.
The magicians.
Now we don't know what their names are.
No. What? Who else was there? Can you remember? Was there a dance crew?
Was there a dance
there
crew?
There was. There was a magician with a dog. I've got a mate to text and he goes exposed, but I don't know.
Now you know what? Robot dog. What about Robo dog?
Yeah, the robot dog.
Robot dog.
Yeah.
Remember the robot dog?
Was that?
No, he was. We thought he might win Robo dog. He got my golden buzzer. When you press the golden buzzer and all the things float.
You gave Robo
nice company, the Robo dog.
You gave a robot dog a golden buzzer.
Yeah, so I pressed the buzzer and then all the the speckly things came down.
Oh, confetti. God.
What about Kelly Osborne, Fletcher? Have you caught up with her lately?
I haven't caught up with her, but I'm still like connected to all the judges on social media and stuff. So
Sophie Monk was a judge, and Dicko.
Sophie Monk, yeah.
And one more.
And what about Eddie? Sophie Monk lives near Fletcher.
Huge.
Do you ever see her at like the 7-Eleven or any of the local
Subway?
Someone I knew picked her up in an Uber the other day, which was funny.
This is massive. I mean, the links are so deep.
Eddie Perfect was also one of the judges. Done. Yes, absolutely. And he was on Masked Singer. We need to get you on Masked Singer, Fletcher.
My mate Cody. Cody Simpson was won the Masked Singer. Hey,
Cody Simpson and Fletcher are mates.
Oh, how's the ready to go on the queue?
Yeah, because they play that song all the time, Fletcher, and I forget who it is, and I think it's someone else.
Gentlemen of Deceit were the magicians.
Oh, Gentlemen of Deceit. Yeah, they were great. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, Fletcher,
have you met Miley Cyrus? Have you met Miley, Cody?
No, I haven't met her. I've been in I went over to see Cody a couple of years ago to the States. Mm-hmm. And they used to live together, so I was in a house, but didn't meet her.
He's been in Miley Cyrus's house. That wasn't Liam's house at the time. No, it wouldn't have been.
No,
it would have been after that.
A couple of years ago, though.
Yeah, no, that
they were friends before they got together.
Yeah, we all know that.
Yeah.
Jack, hit us.
Yeah, hey, follow Fletch on Instagram, Fletch Pylon, catch up with everything he's doing.
Good on you, mate.
God, he's still young.
Thanks, guys.
He's still young.
He's still young. I'm 19. Actually, I've got a quick little story.
Yeah, good.
My sister went away camping, and she ran into these guys on the sand dunes and sort of fell in love with one of them and brought, you know, a couple of mates, and they came back to her house and stayed for a night or two. And then, anyway, they ended up staying for months through COVID, and they're from Warrnambool and went to the same school as you and said that you're up in the Hall of Fame, Cusie, at their school.
They're still
his sister fell in love with some guys on a sand dune, and there they are in his house.
Thanks, Fletch.
It's the Cusie and Ed catch-up.
Yeah, hanging out with you this evening.
Yeah. We've got some...
there it is.
Some North Korean news. There we go. That's National Anthem. Mm.
Of course it is.
That Ed would play whenever his dance partner came on our show during Dancing with the Stars. Disrespectful to...
Kim Jong Georgia.
I don't know if she ever warmed to that nickname, Georgia. Yeah, I don't know if she did, mate.
Yeah, I loved it.
No, she did.
You know, she spells it J-O-R-J-A.
Yeah, that's the one spelling of Georgia. Mm. But she didn't spell it. I mean, her parents would have spelled it that way.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Anyway, what's your point?
When we come back, has Kim Jong-un...
Jong.
Kim Jong-un completely changed his tune. Nah. This is big. It's big news coming
out
of NK.
He released a new missile the other day.
Huge missile, 26-meter beauty. But
it's a beauty.
It's a beauty.
Talk about next.
How do you know it's 26 meters?
I've got the details.
You're listening to Husey and Ed.
Almost time for us to get out of here. Before we do, though, we need a North Korean update. So
Kim Jong-un has dispelled the rumours that he's dead by appearing in public. And he's unveiled a massive new weapon. He's got a 26-meter beauty. Real bad boy. Donald Trump apparently angry that Kim chose to unveil it at this time.
Yeah, they're mates, and he should at least go, hey, Trump. Yep, thinking about whipping out a 26-meter number.
It's believed to have the range to strike the entirety of the mainland US. So it could go anywhere, this 26-meter.
Dear. It looked a bit cumbersome, though. No doubt a Patriot would take it out before.
Yeah, I just wonder whether
landfall
could even get in the air.
Yeah, same here.
They're not big on... Their track record isn't great with rockets.
Their missiles are great when on the back of trucks. It's when they have to start getting in the air that they have a bit of trouble.
Exactly. Yeah, so I wouldn't worry too much about the missile. But what about reports coming out of CNN about what the old Kim Jong was on about on stage in front of his nation? Have a listen to this.
I want to show you this scene in North Korea overnight. And we saw a very different Kim Jong-un than the one that we've seen in the past. He apparently started getting emotional when he spoke to the crowd there.
So it's believed that 60% of the North Koreans, that's 6 out of 10 North Koreans, 15 million people, live in absolute poverty.
Oh.
Like they've not got enough to eat, which is not a great situation. And Kim has decided to talk about that and how he's not doing a good enough job. Have a listen.
우리 인민의 너무도 크나 큰 믿음을 받아 안기만 하면서 언제나 제대로 한번 보답이 따르지 못해 정말 면목이 없습니다.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Is that his voice?
No, it's him.
I don't think I've ever heard. I believe that to be the first time I've heard his voice.
This is what he said. I
know what he said.
Well, I don't.
Most people would know what he said.
Well, look, I know that you know, but I'll just confirm it from this piece of paper. Our people have placed trust as high as the sky.
Give him the anthem.
And as deep as the sea.
Start again.
Our people have placed trust as high as the sky and as deep as the sea in me. But I have failed to always live up to it satisfactorily. I am really sorry for that. And he started crying.
That suits you, man. Oh. Kim Jong-hoosie, that suits you.
Oh, mate, I'm going to get the haircut.
I could get
myself that haircut. Just whip out a 26 at home.
Whip out a 26 metre number.
Look at this.
All right. If you missed any of the show, podcast, download that.
Reply
hit
to his tweets. If you reply to his tweets, say, as if, Fusey. That'll get him fired up. See how your meditation goes up.
Just say, you're not funny anyway.
Don't do that.
I'll mute you. Unmute them all.
Right, we'll see everyone tomorrow.
From skinny dipping to heavy metal meditation, you can find all kinds of inspiration to improve your well-being with Medibank. There are so many ways we can live better. Search Medibank Live Better to find yours.